It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. On the countdown to shutting down, after this, we pause. Hello, it is Tom. Money Talk ends forever on July 12th, and so this is among our final editions. How did we begin? Well, by way of genuine capitalism, raising capital to invest in a new venture, the broadcasting venture. I created a private company, and then I invited friends and wealthy strangers to take a chance and to buy stock in my venture. I used the money I raised from selling stock to pay for the launch of the program on radio stations. In other words, to pay for me to drive 100,000 miles to call on the owners and the managers of hundreds of stations. I learned how to sell, how to persuade, how to close the deal with the stations. And meanwhile, holed up in motels at night, I did the research and I wrote the new programs. I would find stations on the road that would let me record programs. I would send the types of new shows or the tapes of new shows back to my engineer and go back to selling the program to more stations. And little by little, we built the network. Radio was so different then. Most stations were owned locally. And so I was dealing with successful entrepreneurs, people who were integral players in their communities. And they taught me so much. Through all of this, I was trying to build the network to be big enough to be prosperous. And by the way, when I was selling shares in the company to my original investors for $5,000 and $10,000, one man taught me a valuable lesson. He was the wealthy lawyer for billionaire Howard Hughes. He just happened to have a summer home near me. Anyway, I got to talk to him, and he listened to my story. And then he said, would I, you know, if I would invest $50 million, what would you do with it? $50 million. I was dumbfounded. $50 million. I don't know. I don't know. And he said, I didn't think you did. He said, I like your idea. I like your program. And I think you're going to succeed. But I only look at huge projects. So if you can come up with a project that makes sense for a $50 million investment, come see me again. That was a good lesson. If you're going to dream, why put limits on that dream? Dream big. Your dream doesn't have to be a $50 million dream, but too often we do limit ourselves. We fashion our own handcuffs. More along these lines tomorrow. This is Tom, as in Morgan.